Hello and welcome to another episode of Clean Talk. Today is August 7th, 2023, and we are recording live from the Seal Shield Studios in beautiful downtown Orlando, Florida. Joining me today is my special guest, Trent Kelly, is the COO and co-founder at BTG Products. Trent, welcome to Clean Talk.
Thanks so much, Brad. Excited to be here.
Well, we're really excited to have you on the show, and I know you're going to be talking about some of BTG Products' really innovative solutions around antimicrobial and antifungal solutions. But first, give us a little bit about your background and why you're on Clean Talk today.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. We met, APIC this year, and I work for BTG Products. We are an antimicrobial product development company. My background personally is I'm an engineer with a specialty in research material science. So a lot of my, research background comes from natural antimicrobials, looking at functionalizing natural antimicrobials like zinc, silver, copper into effective antimicrobial products.
Now, Trent, what made you decide to start BTG Products as a co-founder? What was kind of the catalyst for that? And when did you start the company and get involved in this business?
Yeah, that's a great question. So history of BTG here, we actually started as, in academia, like a lot of companies kind of form out of. We were doing research with the Department of Defense, looking at combating biological weapons of mass destruction. So specifically, we were tasked with what can we do about if someone had an anthrax weapon? And so, we came up with a couple of solutions there. One of them being looking at functionalizing silver nanoparticles as a combatant to biological weapons of mass destruction. So Department of Defense, it worked out great with them. They took that and ran with it in some actual gas masks that they use. And then we kind of took the technology that we had there, took what we had learned in the industry, and formulated some other specialty products out of that. And then we've kind of been rolling since then. We actually founded the company in about 2017 and have been rolling with new product design, product development, some collaboration efforts with other companies since that point.
So military funding leading to commercial applications in healthcare and other environments. Tell us a little bit about BTG Products technologies. I know you have several products on the market. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, so we like to call ourselves an antimicrobial product development company. And so we are looking at both, collaboration efforts. So we look at developing special additives for different companies. We look at, doing anti-fouling, antimicrobial for different companies in a variety of different industries, recently more so in healthcare. And then we also do standalone products. So we have several products that are standalone that work formulated straight through BTG. And we focus most of our efforts on, and this is where we kind of stand out in the industry, on natural antimicrobials. So like I said earlier, my background is functionalizing natural antimicrobials. We like talking about, everything that we use is something that is easily read. It's something you've seen in, your basic fourth grade science class, right? We're talking about copper and zinc and silver, things that people are familiar with that have really powerful antimicrobial properties. And so we're using those to develop products that people are comfortable with that aren't long chemicals that people don't know how to pronounce, something that's easy to understand. And then also backing that with a lot of data, very science-driven there, and creating products out of that.
Well, obviously, some of these metals you're talking about, these elements, copper and silver, go back to ancient times, right? They put a silver coin in the pot to keep the water fresh. And coppers, we have silverware, right? That all has emerged from the natural antimicrobial properties of some of these metals. But when you're talking about implementing copper or silver into products, it's a little bit different, right? These are ions. This is like at the atom level. Can you talk a little bit about the science or the chemistry? What is different from when people think of copper and silver versus like silver coins when you're talking about antimicrobial solutions? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So honestly, we're using a lot of the same technology, I guess you could say, in silver, copper's antimicrobial abilities. We know a lot more about them now than they did when they were, making pots out of copper, like you said, throwing silver coins in their pots back then. But we're still using that same concept. We do know now that there are ways we can alloy it. There's ways that we call it functionalizing it. So sometimes that is creating higher surface area, within the structure of the product. Sometimes that is, you know, alloying it, like I said, with other products that give it a little boost in antimicrobial ability. So, you know, coming in from the material science background, we looked at a lot of the stuff at the nanoparticle level, and we are able to kind of build up products a lot of times that use those same properties that are basic, that are fairly simple and fairly well understood now. But using those at the most powerful level we can conceive of right now.
And the copper alloys you're talking about, that is the active ingredient, for example, in your product, CopperClean, is that correct?
That's exactly right.
What is CopperClean?
Yeah, CopperClean is a copper cover that goes on high touch points. So basically it is you can think of it like a decal or something like that, but it's made of a very thin sheet metal that's alloyed. It's a copper alloy, and it is placed on places like door handles. We look at push bars, crash bars. We do IV poles, a lot of different places that are, you know, high touch points. And we've kind of focused even on some of those high touch points that are neglected sometimes in the cleaning regimens that people are practicing. Some of those places where, you know, they're getting a lot of microbial burden, but they aren't necessarily top of the mind for a lot of the IP specialists, because there's sometimes, you know, things that draw our focus a little easier. And so some of these things that are still important, we know are important, but they kind of get pushed to the back burner sometimes.
Now, infection preventionists and facility managers who are aware of the benefits of copper, maybe they've installed copper door handles. This is an alternative to that, right? What would be the reason why someone would use CopperClean versus installing copper fixtures, for example?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the copper patches, the CopperClean patches are unique in really two areas that we have to talk about. One, it's not a pure copper. So we alloy it at about a 94% copper, and then using mostly nickel as our alloying agent there. This gives the copper hardness. So it's not, you know, going to bend on you the first time you use it like a pure copper handle might. It also gives it the ability to not tarnish. So you're not going to have, you know, the green color of the Statue of Liberty on all of your hardware. You're going to get the color that you see originally. And then you're also going to, you're going to have properties. We're going to increase our antimicrobial properties of that copper with the copper cover. The other thing that's big there is if you were to buy a simple doorknob that is copper, you might spend $600 having someone cast that out of copper, where these copper covers are much less expensive. They're retrofittable, so you're not having to buy all new door hardware or all new IV poles. This is something you can retrofit to the systems you already have in place. And so it's a really simple solution. It's using what you know about copper and using it right away in what you already have in your facility.
So a strong value proposition versus pure copper fixtures. And I have to ask you, how difficult is the install? Is this a user install? Do you have kind of pre-cut templates for every size and shape door handle? Or what would the customer experience be like?
Yeah, great question. So there's a couple ways that we can approach this, and we do approach this. One is if you're wanting a completely hands-off setup, we can send a team in to analyze your facility. We can look at all the touch points that you want to cover, and we can do that installation. That can then be left alone, and we can come in and reinstall that whenever those wear out, which normally we're looking at several years there. We give a minimum of 18 months there that we're normally looking at. So normally it's more like 2 to 3 years before we're doing reinstalls there. Or we can send the patches to the facilities director or the infection preventionist, if that's what they'd like to do, how they'd like to spend their time, and they can install them themselves. A couple of quick training videos that we have on YouTube make it really quick and easy to understand how it works, where you should and shouldn't apply the patches, and then how to apply them correctly and efficiently.
So I know all these antimicrobial additives are regulated either by the EPA or potentially the FDA in a healthcare setting, and that the EPA has validated some of the benefits of copper. Do you have any studies or validation studies that you've done to show the benefits of using your products, for example, in a healthcare environment?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that. You know, I come from a research background, so it's very important to me to discuss, you know, the data we have to back this, the regulations that we fall into there. So once again, a quick history lesson. There was actually a big study back about a decade ago funded by the tune of about $300 million from the Department of Defense that looked at using copper in healthcare environments. And so they made, you know, like I said earlier, casting different parts. So they were making bed railings and IV poles and door hardware out of copper, and seeing, is this going to be effective at not only reducing microbial burden, because we know that's an important step, but also, is it actually effective in these situations of reducing HAIs? Because that's what we're trying to get to. And they found that it was. There's a variety of studies on our website. You can find them all over the internet if you do a quick Google search, showing copper's effectiveness in healthcare environments. So there were some companies that jumped right into that and said, you know, this is it. We're going to make it through this. And really it kind of faded out because there wasn't, like I mentioned earlier, an inexpensive way to do that. You were looking at replacing all of your hardware in a facility. Some new facilities tried to implement that. And then, you know, some of these manufacturers were making them out of pure copper, which then were malleable. And, you know, you'd end up within a year having dented hardware that you'd have to replace again. And so it just really wasn't efficient. They didn't cross that barrier from the research into a usable product. And so that's where CopperClean comes in. We think it does cross that barrier from the research that's been done there into a usable product. On top of that, we do, of course, fall under EPA regulation there. And so we have certifications for our products. We have test studies for our products against a variety of bacteria, as well as several different COVID strains. So we can show those studies as well. We have that on our website or available by request as well.
And tag that website for our audience real quick, Trent.
Yeah, www.btgproducts.com.